The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
This is not just a black issue. It's not just a Hispanic issue. This is an American issue.
There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
Nuclear is just the power, the devastation is very important to me.
Shut fire, officer down!
We consider this an act of terrorism.
Nobody should be fooled.
Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation. Political talk about a dying nation.
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
The end of the Republic has never looked better. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Chalk Line of a Nation. I am your moderator for this show. Just know me as Chris. That's it. Nothing more. But the men that will be bringing you the highly talked about topics that people will be saying, oh my God, I can't believe that they said that on that show. Yeah, that's these two guys, Mr. Kevin and Mike. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, boo-boo.
Boo-boo, hey.
How you guys been, man?
Good. Piss and vinegar, as always.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a break there, you know. The wintertime is not a good season for me with back issues, so it puts
Nor
me down
me,
a
brother.
Little bit.
I know exactly what you mean. Makes yeah. my bones ache, man.
So, yeah, so when we come back, yeah, we're all pretty much jacked up, man. So
I'll be 56
episode,
on the 13th, dude. I'm getting old,
That's
man.
Not bad, though. That's not bad. That's middle age.
So
man.
Before we get into our topics, gentlemen, I just turned the TV on and found out there's this Tacoma policeman got shot down here.
Already. Oh, jeez.
We never have cops.
Wow.
Well, get ready for more of it.
And the guy started shooting at the helicopter.
Jeez.
Wow.
I guess he's playing Call of Duty.
Wow. This nation is definitely in dire straits,
yeah.
man. And
a
lot of stuff's going on. And tonight's topic's going to be talking about PC Nazis, social justice warriors, and the First Amendment. Now, Mr. Kevin Malone came up with the topic for this evening, and
yeah.
I want you to let the listeners understand what you mean by PC Nazis and social justice warriors.
Okay, well, PC Nazis means politically correct. And I think everybody knows what political correctness is. And I call them Nazis because they're people who think they know everything, so they're going to go and ram it all down the rest of our throats. Same thing with the a social justice warrior is the person you see on the college campuses pointing their finger at everything and yelling, Islamophobe, homophobe, misogynist, and they don't even know what they're talking about. That's, you know. They're just part of the, you know, motley crew of idiots that seem to perpetuate this nation of ours, more
yeah.
so now than ever,
yeah.
I think, you know. But before we
right.
get in that real quick, I wanted to bring something
sure.
up if I could. We all know about the shooting at Ohio University the other day, where a young
yes.
man, apparently we're not supposed to say if he's Muslim yet or not. We don't know, even though we go by names. But anyway, he ran over people with his car and then got out of his car and stabbed people, right? We all saw on the news. Well,
right.
today, Tim Kaine, the former vice presidential candidate of Hillary Clinton, said that it's just another example of senseless gun violence. And I bring this up because I'd like to take every opportunity I can to point out the vast intelligence of Democrats. So, there we go. And
yeah,
that's true.
I didn't make nothing up. What did he expect? What did he expect to happen? You know, like them to have a knife fight with this kid? I mean, the kid killed, you know, stabbed people, ran people over. He was a menace to society. It was one of those situations where you got to put him down.
And he bought it. He bought his knife at Walmart.
Oh yeah,
it was probably Rollback. I'm sure, it was like a Rollback.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's
Walmart,
Kmart,
supplier of terrorists all over America.
Yeah.
Now they're going to outlaw knives.
Well, they did that in Australia.
It's unreal. I mean, really, I think we should have stricter rules and laws, to a certain extent. Like, you know, people are always talking about their rights to bear arms, and I believe that people should be allowed to own weapons. I don't agree with the fact that people should be able to get a carry license unless they're involved with the military or law enforcement or security or something where their job requires it. I don't think it's right people should be able to drive around with a gun on them at any time. I think
if you
that's
carry large amounts of money on you, you know.
Right.
But there's been a lot of cases where, you know, somebody might have been prevented from killing mass numbers of people if there'd been a few people with conceal and carry
with guns.
Yeah,
exactly. That's my
now, where responsible people will react responsibly.
Right.
A great example if everybody knows about the Opie and Anthony show on radio now, Anthony Cumia has a conceal and carry permit. Man has a gun on him everywhere he goes at all times. And here about a year or so ago, he was leaving the studio in New York, and he's a big photography buff. So he's just walking home snapping pictures. And he happens to snap this picture of this large black woman who apparently took offense at it, came up and physically attacked him. I mean, was literally punching his lights out. But he managed to pull himself away, and he went home. He could have easily pulled out that gun and capped her. But he didn't. That's a responsible gun owner.
Right.
Right,
you know.
Right, yeah. Period. I mean, there is responsibility on the owners, absolutely. That it, to me, all responsibility lies on the owners because of the fact that they're the ones that have made the choice to purchase a weapon, so
sure.
They should be able to be as responsible as possible with the weapon.
Absolutely.
But people who just carry it on them to be cool or, you know, be able to threaten people, I think that's just. In my opinion, it's kind of a cop-out, man, because it's like a lot of these cases we hear about in the United States about, you know, gun violence. In my opinion, and I'll let you guys talk on this, but in my opinion, if there wouldn't have been a gun on a lot of these people to begin with, I don't think that a lot of these people would be deceased. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Well, I mean, it's in many places in this country, it's just too damn easy to get a gun anywhere in America, legally or illegally. You know,
right.
The thing is, we don't need more gun laws. Just enforce the ones we have. We have plenty of them. They just need to be enforced. You know,
right.
But this idea that the left has that, well, if we just ban all guns, well, my God, tomorrow morning it's going to be Mayberry RFD everywhere. You know, because we all know the gangbanger is going, wait a minute, guns are illegal? Hey, homies, let's go turn them in. We know that's going to happen, you know, and ISIS will say, oh, no, guns are illegal in America. Put them down. You know, that's how it's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, once again, the extreme intelligence of Democrats.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, being a gun owner, you ought to carry it out showing. Then you're going to have people not mess with you. I mean, they're not going to even try if they see you got a gun. They come into a place of business and see you got a gun on your hip. What's the odds that they're going to try something?
I live in the South, gentlemen. And where I live in the South, pretty much everyone has guns. I mean, everybody. So your home invasions and things like that are pretty much a rarity in most areas because people know they'll get shot, you know.
Right.
Right.
It is a deterrent. You know?
Well, absolutely. I agree.
If I was to go out in public with a gun, it'd be on my hip where people could see it because I don't want them to know that I don't have it. You know, I'd rather them know I have it when I'm walking down the street. That way they ain't going to mess with
sure.
me.
Sure. That makes the deterrent even better. They see it, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, it's, you know, well, I think, you know, gun ownership, that, you know, that's a major important freedom of ours. Not as much the First Amendment, but it's definitely up there. Well, it's the Second Amendment. It can be the second most important, you know.
Yeah, and you brought that up, too, in your topics list, Kevin. You
yeah.
said, why is the First Amendment so important as a right, and what does it truly mean?
Well, most people, when they talk about it, or they'll quote something from it, you know, they'll talk about separation of church and state. That's certainly in there, you know. I hate to say it, but to a lot of religious people in America, America is not a Christian nation, never was never meant to be. That's why we have this separation and this freedom. But I think more important than that is the freedom of speech, you know, and freedom of speech in America and constitutionally should be absolute, you know, except, of course, under the old cliche, and you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, you know. But other than that, you know, I hate the Westboro Baptist Church. I hate the neo-Nazis, you know. I hate the Klan. I hate these people. But I stand with their right to say the vile crap they want to say. That's part of free speech. You know,
I mean, everybody has their own beliefs, and if you can't express your beliefs, you might as well live in a Nazi country.
Well, absolutely, and we also have to keep in mind that the First Amendment was designed primarily to protect and defend unpopular speech. That's the foundation of it.
How do you feel about it in regards to the burning of the flag, let's say?
Well, like most Americans, I don't like it. I don't like to see it. I have a hard time finding any sympathy with people who do it, but I support their right to do it if they're an American citizen 100%. Because it is an act of free speech. Distasteful it may be,
but
and it is distasteful.
I mean, but that's not even speech. That's actions.
Well, an action,
you know,
can be speech as well.
Burning a flag. Yeah, but I just don't. I don't know. I know there's
I look
not
at
a lot
as...
you can do about it. It just upsets me because I served in the military. My dad served in the military.
Most of my family, my grandfather.
Yeah, and you think about it, you know, what's that represent? Okay, that represents our country. Well, when we're overseas, we don't have our country there with us. So the only thing we have with us is our flag, right?
Okay, well,
right.
Let me put it to you this way. What about, let's talk about the Vietnam vets that came home. Disillusioned, disgusted by a government and a nation, essentially, that turned its back on them, and they burned flags
right.
in protest. I've heard other soldiers say, well, it's different. They have the right.
Right. I mean, I can understand. I mean, still, it's
a
double standard there. But, yeah, they fought for the right.
I mean,
to
it is a double standard. When
your nation turns on you, you're going over there fighting in a war, and your nation turns, and you get spit on when you get off the plane coming home. It's like, I would feel disgusted.
Well,
I'm talking
what
about
other Americans
not,
that didn't serve.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm talking about, though. I'm
they
talking
feel
about
disillusioned.
The Americans. Well, yeah, they feel disillusioned, but, you know, when people protest in this country, it's very rare that it's peaceful. People don't know how to be peaceful. And
sad, but true.
There's always some form of violence, some form of aggression, whether it's shooting police officers or running people over with your car out of disgust or shooting up a club. I mean, those were all forms of protest in their own ways. They were considered terrorist acts, but that was the people's ways of speaking out against what they didn't believe in. They used it as a violent act. And when I see people burning the flag, I take it near and dear to my heart as seeing it as the same way, that when they burn that flag, they're basically spitting in the faces of all those people who gave their lives to defend it. Yes, those people fought to defend their right to be able to do that, but to me, there's an unwritten rule of class when it comes to that. And when you burn the flag, to me, that just shows that what are you doing other than burning the flag to make things better? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, and I agree with you. You know, it's just like, what's his name, Kaepernick or whatever, who wouldn't stand for the
Mel Kaepernick,
national
yeah.
anthem. Yeah.
Yeah, and then didn't
and
vote.
I guess recently he wore the Fidel Castro shirt or some shit to a game or something. He got booed even more. You know, and the guy's an idiot. I mean, let's be upfront about it. He's a moron. You know, most
yes.
of the people that commit these kinds of acts are idiots and morons. But unfortunately, idiots and morons have rights too. You know, it's
yes.
not against the law to be a dumbass. Unfortunately,
right.
we need a lot more right. prisons. You know, but
right.
It's still, it's you know, it's like I said, I'm right with you guys. I find it distasteful. I think anybody who considers themselves and is proud to be an American would find it distasteful.
Well,
but
right.
it doesn't
the
change the thing, you know.
They burned the flag because Trump got elected. Get real. I mean,
what's stupid?
Yeah. Trump got elected, so let's burn flags. Okay, whatever. Hang it upside down. Do whatever you want, but don't burn it.
Yeah, if you
yeah,
want to march,
have some taste.
If you want to march, carry signs, picket, chant, you know, everything. That's fine. But don't burn a flag. You know, because it's just like Colin Kaepernick. He made this stance to kneel for the national anthem. And, you know, and I wrote a piece about this on my Mind of a Man-Child.
Yeah, I read it.
And,
it was good.
And the thing about it was, you know, I get that. Okay, that's his right. But then to turn around and find out the guy didn't even vote,
yeah.
all that he did was senseless. There was no point to it. You know,
and
you want
no
to talk
right
about
to say
the
anything.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make this stance because I think it was just all personal to gain the limelight back on himself because he'd been benched and was a second string quarterback and blah blah blah, and I honestly believe that's what it was to bring light upon himself because if he truly believed in what he was standing up for, he would have at least gone to the voting polls and voted to try to make a voice for it.
Well, I mean, Doug Baldwin, he never sat on his knees, but he did the arms, you know, in. Did his arms and interlocked arms of the team. And I mean, he's actually doing something. He's going down to the Capitol and he's talking with lawmakers and talking with police enforcement and trying to figure out things instead of, you know, squatting.
Yes. What has Colin Kaepernick done?
Right.
What has he done? That's the point about that's the people
Black
I'm talking about. When I want to talk about the people who burn flags, I'm talking about people like the Colin Kaepernicks, the people who just do it to do it. And there's no sense or point of them doing it. They're just doing it because that's what they feel like doing. It's
well,
like
if you're
going to burn the flag, you have to have a very, very strong reason.
If you don't vote, I don't see your rights to even have a First Amendment right. I mean, that's your obligation and your duty to vote. If you're going to not vote, fine, but don't bitch about the country. Don't bitch about anything that happens.
Right. If you're not going to vote, then
the people out there rioting didn't vote either.
Exactly. And that's the point. It's like, well, then why are you out there rioting if you didn't vote? You know, you're just
right.
You're making yourself
because
look like a
people like George out. Soros pay big money to see if there's people that go out there and stir up the crowds. That's what happens. That's media
yeah.
manipulation.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Now, what danger, I wanted to ask you about this, what danger do PC Nazis and social justice warriors bring to us as a nation?
Well, it's all part of the war on words. These misguided, lobotomized idiots that think if we ban certain words, that you're going to do away with the problem. It's like, okay, we all know what the N-word is.
Right.
I can't even get on Blog Talk and talk about race in America and use words in context. I'm not even allowed
right.
to say it. I have to sound like some kind of a mental reject and go, the N-word, the C-word, you know.
Right.
And it's, well, it, you know, if you ban all the words applied to racism, racism doesn't go away. But that's what
but where
political
does the First Amendment right
trying
come
to
in
do.
That? Right. And then where does
it
the First Amendment
you,
come in with that? You know what I'm saying?
You can't stifle free speech. You can't stifle words.
Right.
You can't. The government has no right to come in and say, okay, from now on, Kevin, here's a list of words you can no longer use. You know,
well,
I believe all words should be allowed to use.
Right, but in broadcasting, I've always been, it's been stressed to me through all my different things in broadcasting that there are what they consider the seven dirty words that you're not allowed to say
yeah.
on the air.
And we should be allowed to say them.
I agree.
We should be allowed to say them on TV.
I agree. I mean, that's why
you know?
I make the visibility of this show rated R, because I know that some words do slip. And we apologize for those. I do anyway, in advance. But You know, we're not trying to make it a point of being able to say them. It's just the fact that we're not allowed, and people are saying that they're not having their rights. Well,
those words have
rights?
A place and they have a purpose.
Right.
You know, there's times when those words can get your point across.
Right.
I mean, look at this, but gentlemen, what grade were you guys in when you first heard the F bomb? What grade were you in?
Oh man, kindergarten. No,
yeah.
No, it was probably, you know, honestly, it was probably about fourth grade, fifth grade, something like that. I remember like the.
I heard mine in kindergarten. I'm not kidding.
Mine.
Yeah, so it's this whole idea. We try our best to protect our children from these words. They're hearing them way sooner than what we know. And
well, here's
them,
the thing, though. The words you're going to take away, though, especially from kids and youth, they're going to rebel and want to use those words even more. You know, so
sure.
It's like, oh, we're not allowed to say it. I'm saying it. You know, so it's,
right.
it's
like when they put the parental advisory on CDs and records.
Right.
Well, the sales of those records just went up through the roof because, oh, there's bad stuff here. I'm not supposed to hear this. You know,
yep. And
hell,
then you
if
have
they
Walmart.
Had those when I was a kid, I'd have bought them. You know,
and then they have Walmart that sells the albums that don't have the explicit lyrics on them, you know, and I don't know if they still do that. I know for a long time they only sold non-explicit albums. They would not sell the explicit albums.
Or they
really?
Would sell censored versions.
Censored versions, right.
Yeah censored
wow.
versions suck.
So it just
every
time?
Well, yeah, or beeps, or it has like a little or something like that. You know, it's you know, you might get a little noise here and there of
or sometimes
something
they actually correct the word.
Right.
I remember the censored version of Creep by Radiohead, and instead of so effing special, it's so very special.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I mean, it's just lame. You know.
Yeah.
It's like if our kids hear these words, they're going to turn into drug using, gang banging, you know, ne'er do wells.
Right. And you know what's funny is I hung out with a lot of like growing up as a teen, man. I grew up with a lot of fellow metalheads, so to speak. You know, long hair, we wore ripped jeans, all that kind of stuff. And we hung out, man, and we throw a swear word here and there. And but you know what? To me, in my opinion, growing up knowing those words, it was just kind of like, eh. But
yeah,
when you first hear them, when you first hear them, it's like, oh, wow. But once you become accustomed to them, it's just another word. I mean, the more you keep people away from them and exposing them to this stuff, the more shocked they're going to be later in life whenever they do get exposed to these things. So to me, it's like they're going to hear it no matter where they're at. I mean, unless you raise them to work in a church from the time that they're 16 until they retire, I bet you though they're still going to hear some language in public, whether they're shopping or whatnot. They're going to hear something. So,
well, if you want to screw your kids up, send them to vacation Bible camp and make them watch, you know, like Duck Dynasty stuff. Your kids are really going to get screwed up.
I was going to say, I've come from a family, and my sisters are all married to preachers, and I'll tell you what. Some of their kids are the worst kids in the world.
I grew up in the South. There's a certain thing that's said about sheriff's daughters and preacher's daughter. All true, boys. All true.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I grew up. I grew up under a very, very strong Baptist household, and we went, you know, went to church every Sunday. Sometimes Sunday nights. Sometimes Wednesday nights. You know, it was very, very strong and structured. And, you know, I respected my grandparents because I lived with them. But the pastor had a son who he grew up to become quite the little outlaw. You know, I mean, he'd do donuts in the middle of an intersection with his car. And it was just like, wow. You know, so it's like all these pictures that people paint, it doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what culture you are. It's all about you and what you believe in your heart and your mind and exactly how you want to be in life. You know,
Chris.
But I'm serious, man. It's like it's all these other influences in life. People always always make an excuse for and make a scapegoat for, well, this is why I'm this way. No, it's not. It's you're the way you are because of the way you are. You know, it has
it's
nothing
you.
To
it's
do
not
with
nobody else. Yeah.
Because here I am, man. I'm tattooed, long haired. You know, I grew up in a strong Baptist background. I grew up a good kid, man. You know, I didn't get in trouble. You know, I got straight A's. I did great in school. But I'm deep down, I'm an outlaw at heart. You know, I just like to do my own thing when I want to do it. I love my family. I love my friends. I take care of those that I care about. But I don't care if people label me however they want to label me. I am who I am. And that's that.
Right.
I think that's the problem.
But you're going against the liberal dogma that we've been taught for so long. You know, that everyone is a total product of their environment and society. You can blame everything on society. You know, society
right.
made me do it. You know,
right.
and that's
and
the whole
not.
Thing now. Nobody wants to take, nobody takes responsibility for their own actions
right.
anymore. All you have
exactly.
to do is say, well, it's that person's fault. And then we're all supposed
yep.
to go along with it.
You're, exactly
you're not allowed
right.
to disagree with people anymore. That's bad.
Exactly
you don't
right.
just, if you can't agree with them, then just don't say nothing.
Right.
Well,
it's so
my
hard.
My grandma
I don't
used to
understand.
Tell me that when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's so hard. Why is it so hard for people to just admit that they're wrong? You know, I mean, it's like you'll have arguments with people and you know that they're wrong. And I'm sure I'm the same way when I'm wrong. But you know, and I try to understand point, though. And you can ask Mike. Him and I have had many, many conversations. And I try to understand the other person's point of view of where they're coming from. I just don't say, you know, well, that's stupid. I say, well, what makes you think that way? You know, I try to understand it. But a lot of people don't.
Right.
A lot of people are so quick to just jump and say, well, you're wrong. I'm not. What I'm saying is completely correct. And it's like, what makes it correct? Because you say it's correct?
Apparently.
You know what I mean?
Show me.
It's like nobody takes the time to really get to know anybody or learn anything about anybody. We're so quick to judge and we're so quick to just point the finger. But it's like my great-grandmother always told me, just like yours told you, Stu, every time you point one finger, there's three more pointing back at you. So, you know, you gotta think about it.
Let's be honest. We all like to be right. Everyone wants to be right. I mean, that's natural.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be wrong, you know.
Exactly.
I don't like to be wrong. I like being right. But
right.
if you can show me where I'm wrong, I mean, I'll happily admit I am, and then I'll be happy because now I'm right.
Right.
You know, I'm no longer wrong on this subject. Now I'm right. And that's good for me. But what we've done through political correctness and this coddling of our children that really began in the late 70s, you know, to where, you know, we had teachers that wanted to do away with red ink and let's give everybody a ribbon. You know, we want to do away with competition. We don't want to have losers. So everybody starts feeling that, well, even my opinion is just as special as yours is, and well, you know, and again, people don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. It's blame it on somebody else, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, everything's all about, oh well, no, it wasn't your fault. You had a disease. You had a disease, and that's why you stole everything in your parents' house and sold your little sister into prostitution. You had a disease.
Right.
Wasn't you were just a dirty, junky piece of crap, you know?
Right.
I had my experiences growing up in the 70s.
Mentally,
I had drug addiction.
I was mentally ill when I shot everybody in the building. I was mentally,
yeah.
psychologically ill.
Yeah. Everybody
you
plays
know,
the mental card.
Allah told me to.
Yeah. Nobody. You're right. I mean, Kevin hit the nail on the head. Nobody takes responsibility for their actions anymore. Nobody does.
Yeah.
And, you know, we actually have we actually had somebody comment on the post that I when I posted the link for tonight's episode. Somebody said, and I want to get you guys input on this, but it says, please make sure to include this recount. Did you see the cost of taxpayers? And I wanted to see what you
I
guys
didn't
thought
see the
about.
Cost, but
yeah,
I think there's like what all three states or four states jumped on the ship.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's mainly being driven by that Jill Stein, isn't it?
Right, right. But then Hillary's camp jumped on board, too. I mean, as soon as she did, you know, Hillary says, well, she wants a recount, too, now. And, you know, what's happening, you know, big deal she made right. over Trump not saying he would turn it over peacefully, you know.
The election's over.
She conceded, man. That's what I don't
she
get.
She conceded, and the Electoral College made its decision. It's not. That's it. Yeah. You know, there's just more stuff that's being driven to divide the people.
But like the
you
question,
know?
I wonder what the dollar is to the taxpayers on the recounts. You know,
right?
No telling. You know what's funny is for years we've heard, you know, people in politics say we need to do away with the Electoral College. And the Democrats are always the first ones to jump up and go, no, 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 we need it. And
what
are the Democrats saying now? We need to get rid of that old Electoral College.
Yeah.
I love butthurt sore losers, don't you?
I just don't understand. Yeah. Like, people are so – they're just so I don't know, man. It's this election really, really separated America more than it ever has been, in my opinion.
I agree. Totally.
This was a very, very
evil.
According to Detroit Free Press, Michigan presidential recount could cost This is just making me so like pissed that I can't even say it. Michigan presidential recount could cost taxpayers nearly $1 million.
Wow.
Jill Stein's Michigan recount could cost taxpayers $12 million. 12 hours ago by FoxNews.com.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wow.
Stein files for Michigan recount costing state $4 million. That's from Detroit News 5 hours ago. It's ridiculous. I mean, does she really believe that
she
won?
Recounts in Wisconsin and Wisconsin, Michigan, and what was the other one? Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Wow.
Does she believe she won those states? Is that what she's?
Yeah, I was gonna say she was like not even on the board, was she?
She was running against Clinton. She ran for the Green Party.
Yeah. Right, but I don't think she got more than 100 votes in each state, did she?
She didn't get
100 votes. I think she got more than 100 votes.
Yeah, she did. But see, the Clintons didn't like her because they said she was taking votes away from Hillary. Now she wants to help Hillary.
Yeah.
You know, it's a load of crap.
Yeah.
Big demon pile.
Yeah, she once it says...
Well, another thing on the election...
Sorry, it says... this is from DetroitNews.com. It says Green Party candidate Jill Stein's quest to recount Michigan's 4.8 million ballots in an unprecedented autopsy of presidential election could cost taxpayers more than $4 million.
Wow. My thing is, that even on this election, I mean, I don't remember after the election. Do you see how close they're following Trump's picks and everything else? I mean, I don't remember ever seeing that all this time. You know, who they pick. I mean, it pops up on the news and that's it, but it's an all-day thing on the news anymore.
Well, I got to admit, I'm not pleased with a lot of his picks. I don't like the idea of having Christie in there. You know, I guess Romney's out, so I'm happier about that. I didn't want Romney involved.
Did he finally come out and say Romney's out?
It pretty much looks like he is. I got no complaints
with
Giuliani as Secretary of State. Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Giuliani.
You know, maybe,
I really don't.
Maybe Mitt will give Trump a pair of his magic Mormon underwear, and they'll make friends.
Well, here's one thing, because this one affects Mike and I. It popped up on my phone, man. It said that Sarah Palin could be the next person in charge of Veterans Affairs.
Oh, good God,
man!
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes. So that really
they
does
put
affect
her in charge of Veterans Affairs.
It popped on my phone, man, as like one of those news alerts. Let me see if I still have it. It says
I mean, she's always, even when she was running for vice president back way back, she was talking about veterans.
Yeah, I don't have it on my phone anymore.
Trying to help vets, but
yeah, but it's still Sarah Palin, dude.
Yeah.
I can see Russia from my yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to
she's got
to move out of the last frontier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says this is ABC News 7 hours ago, New York Times 10 minutes ago, USA Today 2 hours ago. It says Sarah Palin under consideration for VA secretary. Sarah Palin seems to really want to be the next VA chief. So it looks like she is one of the names to be the one leading the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Well, I'd be fine with that as long as she does something with it. I mean...
Well, who knows, Mike? Maybe she'll come to your house and pay you a personal visit to see how you're doing.
Well, maybe. Oh,
come in a bikini with an AK, right?
You know,
yeah.
Alaska to
yep.
Washington State's not that far. Just got to go through Canada. Boom, you're here.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah. Well, you
welcome
know,
to Wednesday night in the burning of America.
But think about it. It could have been worse.
Yeah, yeah. It can always be worse. Well, unless we'd elected Hillary, then it couldn't possibly have gotten too much worse. You know.
Well,
sorry,
Democrats,
but it's true.
I look at some of Sarah Palin's some of her stances to help veterans, man, and I don't know where I stand on this. If she would become, I mean, there's some things that I do agree with, and some I don't. I'm interested to see what if she releases kind of like a statement of what she would what she has planned. I would really like
what
to
she would actually do.
Yeah, I'd really like to see
no,
if she has kind of like a game
then
plan.
Then you got the big question: Will both houses, both the you know, Senate and Congress go along with any of it? That's the big key.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Well, I think with the Republicans running them, I think you'll find it a lot easier than it would be the other way
yeah,
around.
Remember, most Republicans, most guys in the GOP didn't want Trump, and they fought against him.
Yeah.
I think Trump's going to have a hard, and the Democrats sure ain't going to want to give him nothing. I think Trump's going to have a hard time. You know,
I don't know though,
because he ain't Ronald Reagan. You know,
Republicans that have—I mean, a lot of these Republicans that have talked to him after he's won the election have really changed their outlook on him. I mean, look at Romney. I mean, look at how much bad things Romney said about him, and he got on the news last night and he was talking about how he's really looking forward to having Trump and he thinks he's going to do great and blah blah blah. You know.
Well, let's hope for Trump's sake that's true because he's going to need it. You know,
yeah, he's
going to
need a lot of support. That's for sure.
Right,
because he ain't Reagan.
No, and I tell you, with the country that's divided like it is, he's definitely going to need people in there to keep him from saying the wrong things, which he tends to do a lot. So,
well, yeah,
you know,
the other day on Fox, they were talking about it. They were saying how, you know, he basically needs to shut his mouth on Twitter and stuff and start acting presidential.
Yes.
And
exactly.
I agree.
Right, like when he tweeted the fact that, you know, he wants to make it a law that if you burn a flag, you can go do 10 years in jail or a year in jail or lose your citizenship. Really? You can't take someone's citizenship, bud.
No.
No, but that's Trump. You know,
no,
that's Trump in a nutshell. You know?
I'm going to say
yeah,
this, but I don't know what the facts are.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he going to do, you know, when he goes to meet with some country that's acting aggressive and he's like, go F yourself. You know?
Yeah.
I'll
you're
bomb.
Fired.
I like bombs. Yeah, you're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
fired.
Comedians, for the next 4 years, comedians are going to be in heaven, I'm telling you, with Trump for president. It's going to be better than Bush.
Stand-up comedy is going to be just the best in the next 4 years. It's going to be so great. I'm really hoping people like Louis C.K. get a hold of it. And
I wish Carlin were here.
Oh, George Carlin.
Where's
would have
Carlin when we
blast.
Need him?
Sam Kinison.
Oh, man.
You know, Sam
Pryor.
Kinison would be great. Well, Richard Pryor, yes.
Hell, John Rivers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Could you imagine if they would have a roast on Comedy Central for Donald Trump? Oh, that would be just wonderful.
Well, they
That'd
did do one.
Oh, they
need
did.
To do one after his first 4 years.
Oh,
after
yeah.
the first 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not going to make it 4 years. 4 days.
Yeah, I
It'll
think he's going to get in there and
be
like, I want to go back to being a businessman.
Yeah. Did you see the look on his face when he left his meeting with Obama?
Oh, yeah. Sitting in the chair.
He looked scared, like a deer in the headlights,
yeah.
man. I think he's suddenly
sure.
starting
yeah,
to realize
I think,
that this is a real job.
I think we're all going to be surprised. I believe that he's going to do a decent job. I'm not going to say he's doing 100%, but I think he'll do a decent job. I don't think he'll be worse than Obama was for the last 8 years.
Well, that's the order being worse than that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you're having to go back to, like, Nixon.
But, I mean, that's been a lot for somebody that's never been in politics, you know?
I'm interested. I'm really interested to see. Yeah, I mean, he's the one who's elected. You know, the people went out and voted. We all did. And whether we voted for him or we did not vote for him, he's our next president.
Man, the best.
Yeah, you know? It was the same that I said about
he's
Obama. You know, I said, man, this guy hasn't done anything in 4 years, so I can't vote for him. You know, everybody has that right. Yeah, and you know, and it's the same thing like before.
He was there for 8 years. I didn't vote for him at the time, but I respect the fact that he's our president and hope he does good.
Yeah, I said, hey, he's the president. I have to respect the fact that he is the president. I don't have to agree with what he says, but I did respect the fact that he was the president. You know, and he comes down to that with Trump. It's all up to him, you know, how he handles this. If he wants to be remembered as a president who actually did something, then he needs to do it. You know, if he's going to be all words and no action, then he's going to be remembered for that. So it's all on him, man, whether it works or not.
That's true. This is true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit skeptical like you are, Kevin. I really am. I'm a bit skeptical.
Well, I'm not a bit skeptical. I'm extremely skeptical. But I'm skeptical about everybody that runs for office. I don't trust any of them ever. I believe nothing my government tells me, ever.
Right.
You know, one thing I will say is that I think I have a little more trust, and I know this is probably a bold statement and a lot of people are probably going to eek about it, but I think I have a little more trust with somebody like a Donald Trump who wasn't involved in politics his whole life than I do somebody who's been surrounded by politics their whole life, just because of the fact that they know how to play the
get around
game.
Exactly.
Right. And
especially
use what they need to
Hillary.
Do. Right.
Well,
I think
I would normally agree with that, except as long as it's not somebody like Trump who is a billionaire. I don't like putting filthy rich people into political office because I don't believe they ever care about us, the people who aren't filthy rich billionaires, which is most of us.
But Kevin, let me ask you this then. Okay, I mean, the guy's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Right? He's got plenty of money.
Yep.
If he didn't care about the country, I mean, I don't see why would he throw his business in the tube to the kids and say, okay, you run the business for 4 years, I'm going to go try to be president, then becomes president. You know, I mean, I can't see him profiting enough in 4 years on his business to make it worth giving up his whole life in his business life for running the country. I think he's really wanting to do something, I mean, at heart. That's what I see, anyway. By listening to the things he says and...
And that's your right to be a blind son of a bitch if you want to. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But no, I mean, no, I see what you're saying. You know, I just don't trust him. I've watched Donald Trump for 30 years now. I've been watching the rise of Donald J. Trump. And he's a con artist.
Sure he is.
And nobody becomes a multi-billionaire by being good to people. You get that way by stepping on the neck of the working man. I'm Irish, dude, so you know, I don't stand with the fat cats ever. You know, and I believe it's a big lie
that he's going to do it.
Boy, hey, I'm hopeful, too. I mean, we better have some hope, or what's the point of getting up in the damn morning, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, it's just the way it works. You know, it seems to have always been this way, you know, that the conservatives, especially the most guilty of it, they put forward this notion that all of us poor peons have to be grateful for the rich because they give us all our jobs. Well, the fact of the matter is most Americans work for small businesses, not big corporations.
Right.
You know, the rich aren't the givers of all that's good. You know, they're the takers.
Right.
You know,
there's a lot.
Right. Anarchy now. Revolution now. Burn it all.
You're right. I mean, you look at rural America, there's a lot more rural areas and towns where mom and pop type shops are the ones that run the town than there are big cities throughout the country.
Yeah, and even that has its level of corruption.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's a power thing. Where I lived in Arkansas, the community I lived in, there's about 6 or 7 people that own almost all the buildings that the businesses are in. They own most of the land. And in that part of Arkansas, they fight big companies that want to come in and build factories and bring jobs. They keep them out, because if you let them in, then the regular everyday people in the community aren't beholden to those few wealthy ones.
Right.
You know, and they don't want to give up their power. So, I mean, even on the smallest level, on city government even, and county, you know, there's just bureaucracy, this corruption of those with the power wanting to maintain it.
Yeah.
It's a sick system we've allowed to develop in this country. It really is.
Political power is there's nothing good about it. There really isn't.
Yeah. And who controls the media?
Right. The government.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. How do you rise above it? You know, I mean, they're not even going to let you take part in the system and become part of it. They said, well, you know, if you want to change the system, do it from within. Well, how do you get inside when they keep getting their buddies in and the people that, you know, will go along with them and, you know.
Term limits.
Yeah.
I'm all in favor of term limits.
I mean, you think about it. Everything comes back to term limits. I mean, you get 4 years or 80 years, and that's all you get.
That is the one
and
thing
no more
that I'm
Supreme
very
Court
interested
for life.
That's right. The one thing I'm truly interested to see if Donald Trump does follow through with, as he said he was very interested in pushing for term limits. So I would really be interested. I don't think
he'll get that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will ever be able to get that.
No, because neither party wants to give that up. They talk about it, but they don't want to do it.
Right.
No,
when you see 90-year-old senators getting pushed into the room in a wheelchair, that's to me ridiculous.
How many years did that bloated, drunken bastard Teddy Kennedy stay in office? I mean, come on. He had to die to get him out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Yeah. I mean, that's what these guys are doing.
Sure.
Why would you stay in office until you're 90 years old? Well, let me guess. A lot of money comes through the house.
You betcha.
And it's very easy for them to sit there and watch the country decay and die around them, because they're making their money.
So they don't money, care about,
they don't care about the factories and the factory workers that are getting shut down and being pushed out of their jobs, because they get their money. They have it for life. So
you're still
going
to ride around in your limo and eat lobster at Kennebunkport.
They can give a rat's ass about you and I.
I think that
they don't.
What needs to happen is, I honestly believe that there needs to be an uprising of American citizens to where we get together and we push a petition and get as many signatures as possible from one side of the country to the other and outside of the country, to our fellow Hawaiians and you know, if we want to include Puerto Rico. but,
gotta go,
you know,
all the way
just
up to Alaska too, you know, it's
right.
Russia.
Right. Get Sarah Palin to get those people on board. But, you know, we really need to just stand up and say, this is what we want, because it's the only way we're going to get it done. Nobody's ever going to go in there and change anything, because government does not care about us. Kevin said it properly about Donald Trump, but I believe the government doesn't care about us at all.
No,
they don't. They're constantly making changes, taking things from us, giving us things, taking it away, giving it back. It's ridiculous that the lifestyle that we have to live constantly in fear because of a government that's piss poor.
Kevin brought it up a couple weeks ago. Kevin brought it up. What's the problem with doing that? Nobody wants to get off their butt and do anything to help the country. That's the problem. You know, we could talk about it and everybody will agree with us. I mean, 90% of the people will probably agree with us on term limits and everything else, but what are they going to do about it? You know, unless you go and put it in front of them and sit down at their house and let them sign this thing, they won't make an effort.
Yeah, no. So you can get undone by that, because all they have to do is see Whoopi Goldberg or Joyce Behar or somebody on TV go, oh, no, term limits is bad, and they'll go along with it because some celebrity told them to.
Right.
You know?
Or
I mean, yeah, I think George Carlin
said it. You can't get
it
enough done in 4 years or 8 years is what they'll say. Well, why is the
it's 8 years
only
now.
4 or 8 years?
Yeah. Did you notice how it shifted suddenly in politics? You know, for a while, I mean, we had presidents only served one term. And then all of a sudden, everybody served two.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's two. So what happens is the guy likes, okay, Trump gets in office now, and at the end of 4 years, America's all screwed up. And they say, well, you know, you can't get it all done in 4 years. Yeah, let's give him four more. And then by that time, the 8 years is up. People are so disgusted with the Republican Party, and this is what happened. They'll vote for the Democrat. We'll have a Democrat for eight years, you know. And this is what we're in for now.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's the only reason why I'm glad that Trump won is because I don't think America – I think America would have a hard time surviving 4 years of Hillary. 8 years, no way.
Right.
Yeah.
The damage would be irreparable.
Hillary, how do you feel about that?
Leave me alone.
But can you imagine the presidential election, you guys, if we had term limits?
No.
You know, the presidential election would be totally different with these term limits.
I do believe it would. I do.
Well, term limits, and let's cancel out. Let's get rid of the donations. Let's say that there's a special tax fund put away where everybody gets the same amount of money, everybody gets the same amount of airtime, and everybody gets to participate in the debates.
In every single debate,
Right, right.
If you can make it on the ballot in all 50 states, you should be in the debates. End of story.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I agree 100%.
Like that one guy,
the two-party system is ridiculous.
Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming, I mean, that guy, if he would have been on the ballots everywhere, he should have been involved in the debates.
Right.
Well, you know, I think we should have allowed the guy that claimed he knew how to time travel. That would have just been fun to have him in there.
Just to break up the monotony. The hat thing? The hat guy thing?
Yeah.
Just
put him in just for levity.
He would have been an interesting approach to the debates. He really would have.
Yeah.
It would have made it –
we can get rid of our debt.
Well, it would have stopped the moderators from switching from each debate of who they were going to target. You know, it would definitely give a little more of a balanced debate having that guy there. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
He would just be back there trying to find Doc Brown and Marty McFly, this time machine, and not even know what's going on the stage.
I hope Kanye runs in 2020, but I kind of hope he don't, because I think there's enough stupid people in this country to get him elected.
Don't even say that, please. Oh God, if it's his presidential candidate running mate will be just Bieber. Yeah, that's all
we
need.
Be Beyonce, because she made the greatest album in the world. Oh no,
man.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian is first. Well, we already have a first lady now who's posed nude. So what the hell?
Yeah, why not? I mean, Kim Kardashian made a sex tape, so why not? Let's just let her be the first lady next.
Yeah. Well, I got a great idea. What if the next president we have, let's have his wife be a porn star? That'll be really America. That'll make the rest of the world respect us. Yeah. You know?
Ron Jeremy, next president.
Hey, Mrs. President, show us your boobs.
Sure thing, sweetie.
We're in trouble, boys and girls. There's big trouble right here in River City.
Well,
I knew I was going to see some shit as I got older, but I had no idea it was going to be this kind of stuff.
campaign would be her in a pole dance.
I
just don't. I mean, I have a 19-year-old son, and I'm very fearful for what this country is going to be and what he's going to be witnessing when he's my age. I can't even imagine. Can't even begin to fathom what he's going to be having to witness.
Just imagine. Political correctness and stuff has not even slowed down. It just continues to grow. We have numerous nationwide famous comedians who refuse to ever do acts on college campuses ever again because of the social justice warriors. So, I mean, we've got all this stuff. Now we have words like fat shaming. We have hate crimes now. Is this not the height of stupidity? I mean, let's say I get in a car and I see there's a Black Pride parade going on. I'm a white man, for people listening who don't know. And I drive my car through the middle of the Black parade. Now, obviously, I've done this because these are Black people, and I hate them. Okay, I've killed a bunch of them. I'm going to get – it's a capital offense. They're going to fry my ass. Now,
right.
It's a hate
really
crime.
Do
what do they do? Do it twice? We all stood around and hated him while he burned, and that just made it better. I mean, you know, where are we going with this? You know, people are going to say things hurtful. And that's one of the things. We have all these rights in this country. But there's one right people need to realize they don't have. You do not have the right not to be offended.
Right.
You know, people say crappy things, and you can't shut everyone down who says something you don't like.
People offend me
on a daily basis. I live with it,
Chris and I were both
ex-military, and I mean, they got these cards. If you're getting stressed out by the drill sergeant now, you raise this card, and they can't talk to you no more.
Stress cards.
My drill sergeant used to put his damn hat right in my face and spit on me when he was yelling at me.
My younger brother was in the 101st. He was in the first Gulf War. And he's talked about his drill instructors. Even my dad talked about how DIs used to be. And then they made my brother a drill instructor. And he came home the first time on leave from that and just said, oh, man, he goes, we're just a bunch of pussies. You can't say nothing about their mother. You can't do this. You can't do that, you know. And then women in the military, they don't have to do the same push-ups. You know, we just change everything because, well, you know, little Susie, she just wants to be a Marine. You know?
Might offend you.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You're in battle. Sorry, it's that time of the month. I can't participate. You know?
See, I have
I'm
no
cramping really hard today,
Sarge.
I'm not on the front lines.
Well, that's what they want to do. I think it's fine.
Only
as long
if
as they're
they
trainable
can do
and they can pass just like
but
a,
they have to train
male.
The same as a man.
Exactly.
Right.
I agree.
We had this in fire departments across the country.
And I don't even think
they lowered the standards.
It shouldn't be trained as the same as a man. It should just be training, period. You know, this is what you need to do. If you cannot do it, then you don't advance.
Well, that's
kind of
the same as a man.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
There's so many people. Yeah, so many people in the military you wouldn't believe would actually label it like that and say, you know, well, you need to be able to work or do just as much as a man. And it's like, well, no, don't say just have to do as much as a man. Say you need to
pull your weight.
You need to be able to pass these certain restrictions but regulations that we have, or you just like everybody else. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you can't,
I'm not against women in the military at all.
Me neither. I think that anybody should be able to join the military.
There's tons of brave women out there who are kicking ass, you know.
Absolutely.
And who have made the ultimate sacrifice as well, and my hat's off to them.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not a misogynist, people. I'm not Donald Trump.
Like Chris said, I really believe that, you know, the regulations are regulations. You got to be able to pass those to be able to do it.
Right.
I mean, man or woman, it don't matter. If you can't get through boot camp, you don't go on.
Yeah. No, because I don't want anybody. I don't want to. You know, when I was on active duty, I didn't want to serve next to somebody who couldn't pull their weight or couldn't do the things that they were required to do. You know, it's like when I injured my back. You know, I knew that as soon as I injured my back, I knew that my time was coming to a very, very, very sudden stop with my military career. But you know, as much as it was such a lump to have to swallow, I also looked at it as the fact of, you know what, I'm not able to perform my duties the way that I was able to, and I'm only a hindrance to my brothers and sisters that are out there defending next to me. So I don't want to put them in harm's way because I'm injured. And so, you know, but that's just me. A lot of people don't think like I do. A lot of people think, oh, it's unfair. I'm injured. Oh, this isn't fair. I'm going to call my congressman. You know, get over it. If you can't perform the task, then you should not be able to be in whatever it is you're trying to be in the military. Plain and simple. If you're trying to be part of the Navy SEALs and you cannot perform and go and you can't make it through Hell Week, then you're not going to be a Navy SEAL. There's nothing about
those,
it saying that it's because of your sexual orientation or your race or your
forces have to be the same. They have to be male and female in those special services.
Right, but
you can't say, well, you don't have to do it because you're a woman. You don't have to get through Hell Week. You can't do it. Because anybody that goes in that kind of force cannot be weak.
Are women allowed to try out for the SEALs? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know yet.
I haven't heard one yet.
G.I. Jane. You know, that was a
good
movie.
Question.
Let's see.
Yeah.
No, that was G.I. Jane. That was, that was Demi Moore.
She was a
congressperson, fire person, police person. We're
all
people.
Yeah.
Can't say midget,
I mean, anybody.
No more. Little people, yeah, vertically challenged. Everybody,
right.
Everybody's so butt hurt so easy, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
Anything you say. Well, they called me, you know, okay, I'm a fat man. I'm overweight. I got a big gut. And somebody can walk up to me and go, hey, god dang, you're fat. Yeah, you're right, I am. I ain't going to cry.
Like,
I
wow.
need therapy now.
Here's,
like,
here's
one
for you. I had
me.
A gamer tag. I had a gamer tag on Xbox. It was called Lard Butt. I used it on online PC gaming and stuff I did. It was Lard Butt. That was just my name. You know, because I was bad at it. I was slow, everything else. I got banned for it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, try
I
being
mean,
Studebaker Hawk, see where it gets you. No,
we
you know,
that's
true.
Because my name was Lard
yeah.
Butt. Probably Big Red's.
Yeah, some kid with a real Lard Butt got offended somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
And that's just the way it is. I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, but it's funny you mentioned, you know, somebody might come up and say, hey, you're a big guy. You know, I'd be like, really, I am? Oh, my God, thanks for telling me. You know, I'd use sarcasm, but then my response like that would make me the asshole. You know what I mean? Because I didn't go along
right.
with them and say, oh, you're so right. I'm just pathetic. You know, no, it's but people have to be handled with kid gloves so much anymore. That any little thing, their feelings get hurt. So you don't want
to. That's why I get in trouble because I won't do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you look at office environments, man. Like, you know, you can't say certain things in an office because it's taken as sexual harassment. You know, I mean, it's getting to the point now where you can say, "Dang, girl, you look good today." That could be taken
That's
as sexual
harassment.
And I think it's
and
like,
it is
wow.
that bad.
But then if you don't compliment somebody, then you're the jerk at the office who never has anything nice to say. You know, so it's
right.
like
exactly.
people want
yeah.
their cake, but they want to eat it too. And it's unfortunate, you bunch of spoiled little brats. It's not the way it works in this country. You either have your cake and let somebody else eat it, or you accept a piece of cake from somebody else. You can't do both. You either want somebody
yeah.
to compliment you or you don't.
That's why
you
I
know?
Exist in this world. My job is to go around and pee on everyone's cake. And that's what I do. You know, but I pee on my own. I make fun of other people. I make just as much fun of myself. You know, and you got to be able to laugh at yourself. And that's probably people's biggest problem. They have no sense of humor when it comes to them.
No.
They'll laugh at
if
everyone
I
else.
It out, I could dish it out. I better be able to take it.
Damn
people
right.
People are so uptight anymore, man. It's people just need to just lay back a little bit. People need to start getting involved with taking advantage of the states that are legalizing marijuana and just relax a little bit, folks, okay?
Yeah.
You need to chill.
Put on
a
some
bit.
Bob Marley, man.
Go
yeah,
get
I mean,
Twinkies, you know?
You guys are
just
way
chill.
Too stressed out, way too wrapped up tight. Remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he said that famous line about Cameron's ass is so tight that if he'd stick a lump of coal up, in 2 weeks he'd have a diamond. That's exactly how the people are
yeah.
in the United States. They're so
yeah,
uptight.
Exactly.
That they can't take anything being said to them that isn't what they want to hear. And that's what it's come to, is you have to tell people what they want to hear and not what they need to hear.
Right.
We become a pampering society, and it's ridiculous.
Well, I think
ridiculous.
In the words of Dennis Leary, we've turned into a nation of whining maggots. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's boo-hooing, you know. Everybody's
really
heard about something.
I'm
right.
holding up the
it's,
red.
You're
card.
Absolutely
you guys are
right.
Really offending me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so damn ridiculous, and the fact that the media supports it, you know, with this poor guy was harassed because he, you know, had a finger missing on a hand, or blah 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 blah. We should sympathize with him. It's like, how can you sympathize with him when you have all five fingers? Shut the hell up. You know,
yeah, you don't know what the kid's going through.
Has anybody
yeah,
seen the new CoverGirl commercial? You
know,
for CoverGirl makeup?
Which one?
It's the one with CoverBoy. CoverGirl has their first male model now. I call him CoverBoy. I don't know what else to call him. I have to be careful. We're politically correct now. You know, and he looks just like any girl wearing CoverGirl makeup, just he's a guy. Now... I'm a comedian by nature, so that's prime fodder for me. You know, I can say lots of snide remarks about that, you know, and crack a lot of jokes. But if I get on Twitter and do something, you know, hey, love the new cover boy. He sure looks sweet. I just said hate speech. I'm going to get kicked off Twitter. You know,
right.
I didn't call him none of the derogatory slurs we have for gay people. I don't do that. That's not my way. Well, if I'm doing it in terms of a joke, it is my way. But, you know, it's just this. I think some people are going out now and they're just trying to be as in your face as they can possibly get. It's like when they have the gay pride parades in San Francisco. I'm all in favor of gay pride. I'm all in favor of gay people having parades. There's nothing wrong with it. But
right.
when you have people dressed like Catholic clergy simulating anal sex in the street,
yeah.
you know, you kind of got to expect a few people to take a little bit of umbrage at it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Jesus,
one thing. Stand up for that, right?
You might learn
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
right. I mean,
well,
what about the kids?
You learn they like dressing up
present.
As nuns and priests, apparently.
yeah. I mean, there's a certain like, I don't know, man. It's just a sense of class, man. You know, there's certain things that if you want to live a gay lifestyle, that is all, you know. Hey, more power to you. I applaud you for being able to be comfortable with who you are and not allow society to force you into being somebody that you're not. But
right.
to demonstrate it on the level of sexual acts, to me, that's just.
Well, when you're doing something that's obviously designed to jab people in the eye, certain people, you know. Now, I'm still in favor of their right to do it, but it's just, hey. You know, if some guy who's straight wants to go out and do a straight pride parade and then have guys simulating, you know, overly flamboyant men, then he should have a right to do that as well.
But
you know,
if somebody did that,
you know, the radical gay side won't let him do it.
Right.
Right.
And that's where this country is messed up. It's do as I say, not as I do. Oh, you can do it, but you can't. It's like where –
right.
Since when was there a line drawn? Because we're always having the amendments thrown in our face continuously, but then when it comes down to actually performing your right under that amendment, then it's like, wait a minute, let's see, is this going to be okay? Are the kids okay to see this? You know, it's I don't know, man, it's disgusting to me.
Well,
have
you ever noticed how the people who are doing the most to destroy the flag and the First Amendment are the ones who are the first to wrap themselves in it when you go after them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ultimate, you know, I got issues with the right. I absolutely do. But the far left are the biggest bunch of hypocritical bastards I've ever seen in my life. They're so absolutely full of crap. Full of it.
Yeah.
You know, and they can never see the truth because I don't think there's any way on earth. I don't even think nuclear weapons could blast their heads out of their ass.
No, I don't
you
think
know?
They
I
could.
I think they're dumb for life, man. They're just gone.
Yeah.
So we need to euthanize them and put them to sleep like we would a sick puppy.
Well, no, I just think we need to find
an island to throw them onto some, you know.
Well, I've always said, I think we need to find an area in the desert out in the Midwest where there's nothing
Chernobyl
there.
Chernobyl works
just,
for me.
Right. Just build a gigantic community out there for all these idiots so that they can, you know, be like ostriches and bury their heads in the ground. And that's why I said
Chernobyl. They have nuclear power, so they got electricity in Chernobyl. There's an amusement park in Chernobyl. There's lots of empty apartments. You know, I'm sure they'd be happy there. You know?
3 Mile Island, that's another option.
Yeah, they won't need flashlights. They'll all glow. You know?
Right. Little Billy, you need to go out and use the outhouse? Okay, well, use your glow to go see your way there.
Yeah, I think of these things, guys.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But
make use of that land.
What's that, man? It has been an hour and 10 minutes of showtime, believe it or not. And
time flies when you're having fun.
Timer is counting me down here. I'm getting the little British voice in my head saying, "You are coming close to time." So
get off, you wanker.
So what did we learn tonight? We learned that the First Amendment is to express your concerns and your issues with conflict of the country in a manner that is either peaceful or in some eyes disgraceful, but the First Amendment covers you to be able to do that. We learned that PC Nazis and social justice warriors are nothing more than a danger to this country, and they bring nothing more than the equivalent of a dingleberry that will not leave your ass hair. So
yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah. So that is what we learned on tonight's show. Kevin,
join
Mike,
us on Sesame Street
guys,
next week.
Yeah, I will let you guys. I'll let you guys have your closing statements and anything you want to say, and then we'll close out of here and go see how many people hate us on our
okay,
page.
Okay, cool.
Yay!
Go for it, Mike.
Don't worry. You can offend me. Say what you feel like you want to say. It ain't gonna hurt me. Continue on.
Amen. Well, as my associate Mike so eloquently put it, I agree. Offend me all you want, because I'm sure as hell going to do my best to do it to you. I can't help it, kids. It's my nature. Other than that, you know, just pay attention. Open your eyes. Look around. Watch these bastards. You can't trust them. And don't believe anything they tell you. Rise up, America. It's our only hope.
Very well
Amen.
Said, gentlemen. Very well said. And the next time you want to get offended by somebody saying something that you might not agree with, just remember this. Was it your conversation to begin with, or are you just sticking your nose in somebody else's business? Think about it the next time, folks. Think about it. Just live how you want to be remembered. Do you want to be remembered as a cool guy, or do you remember do people stand at your grave and say, man, he was an asshole?
Can I do both?
Live how you want to be remembered. With that said, though, guys, thank you again. It's been a great week. I'd like
My
to get
pleasure.
Again. I want to apologize to everybody out there for the missing weeks here. It's all on me. I've just been dealing with some medical issues that were out of my control. So, you know, thanks for coping with us and tuning in tonight. And we will be back next week, same time, same channel. Can't say same bat time, because that would be a copyright issue against the rules, so we can't say that. but thank you guys for being patient with me, Kevin and Mike, you as well. Thank you, and
thanks for
being a part of this show. I really appreciate it. For those people who are wondering why I always announce myself as the moderator at the beginning, it's because what I'm doing is I am preparing Mike and Kevin to go on this journey of this show as a duo without me in the very near future. So I'm getting them prepared so that way I can say, gentlemen, here's all the information you need. Here's what you need to do to run stuff. I'm going to just let you guys have fun with it. So in due time, it will happen. It will happen. But until then, I will be here with the guys, and we will try to bring you some entertaining, if anything, entertaining talk on the political side of things, because some things you may not agree with and some things you may, but it's politics. Nobody ever agrees. So with that said, Kevin, man, thank you so much. Mike, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And thank you to all the listeners out there. Gentlemen, I want to wish you guys a great, great night and remainder of the week. Let's hope that a lot of this Charlie Foxtrot stuff that's going around is taken care of, and that the country's not so foobarred. But
Amen.
I just have a feeling that it's going to be that way for quite some time.
Yep.
So with that said, gentlemen, have a great night. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You're listening to the Chalk Line of a Nation, presented by the LA Edge Web Radio Network. And you can go to our website at laedgewebradio.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as take us with you by downloading the free Stitcher app on your tablets and smartphones and looking up LA Edge Web Radio in the search. So until next week, I'm Christopher Edge, speaking for Kevin and Mike. Have a great night, everybody.